they can hear me then? So the screen says selected verses from Esther. And as I looked at Esther, there's 10 chapters in Esther, and I looked for particular verses I wanted to read, and I'm going, no, I'm just going to tell the story to the children. If you want to read it, it's 10 chapters long. But I would like for us to turn to the next slide and to say this one together from 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 to 14. And I invite us to hold that slide throughout the sermon today. So let's keep say this together. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. We pray with me, pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. When I chose the story of Esther for our text this morning of Mother's Day and the Festival of the Christian Home. I chose it for the story and not the book of Esther. When I reread the book of Esther this week after the bulletin had been printed, I wondered, what have I done? How could I have chosen this book today? So, just in case you take the time to read the book, I must tell you what you will find. You will find that the first queen, Vashti, is deposed because she refuses to come to her husband, the king, when summoned to show off her beauty to all, pretty much all drunken guests. Of course, the king is furious. He asks his advisors, now how shall I punish Vashti? And they recommend that she be deposed because otherwise their wives will also do as Vashti and refuse to obey their husbands. They add that it must be shown that men are the head of the household. Now I realize some households, some Christian households still hold, cut it out, guys. I see your smiles. Cut it out. I'm about to get to you. Now, I realize some households, Christian households, still hold that women must obey their husbands, as it states in Ephesians 6. However, before you get too smug about that, and your wives are going, okay, the next lines in that text from Ephesians 6 say that men must love their wives as Christ loved the church. And the way that Christ loved the church was to stretch out his arms and die on the cross. Yeah, right. So husbands are to love their wives so much that they're willing to die for them. When I preach Ephesians 6 at a wedding, and I have, I remind couples and the congregation, Paul is really speaking of mutual love. To think about mutual love on the day that it is the festival of the Christian home is appropriate. Mutual love. The book of Esther continues to tell us that the king, after the king cools off, it's suggested that beautiful women be rounded up from all over his kingdom and that they be prepared for the king. Friends, right here we're talking about sex trafficking. I know we don't want to think about that today, and yet, when we hear that sex trafficking takes place in every county in Wisconsin, maybe it should be named today, so that we remember to hold our families near and in prayer, particularly our youth and any who are at risk among us, and that we keep our eyes and our ears open to the possibility that we might cross paths with a youth or even an adult who needs us to call the police to get them out of a terrible situation. That, too, is appropriate to think about this day. Before the book of Esther ends, we hear about capital punishment and the desecration of a dead body. Okay, that's enough said about the book of Esther, which I just remembered as a fun story of a courageous woman. I didn't know all this other stuff, but I needed you to hear it too. Can't just tell part of it. So let's get to why I chose this story. Esther became queen of 127 provinces under the control of her husband. At a time when no one could enter the presence of the king without his permission, Esther bravely stood before him without being summoned. But I get ahead of myself. Esther was a Jew, as I told the children, at a time when it was best not to claim her faith. Unfortunately, these too are times when it is hard to live as Jesus followers. Followers who love all God's children, no matter who they are or where they are on life's journey. And sometimes, around even our dining room tables, we cannot openly speak about our faith without getting into arguments. It's tough in some families and in some communities and nations to celebrate that we have chosen to be Christians who want to be led by Christ and worship God. We are pulled in so many directions, and some of those directions lead us to let go of our faith and being Jesus followers. This day, let us be reminded of Esther, who courageously, in her home, at a time when it mattered that she was a woman of faith, proclaimed that she was. Again, I get ahead of the story. Esther was an orphan raised by her uncle Mordecai. When she was taken by the royal couriers to the king's palace, as you heard with the children, he warned her not to tell anyone she was Jewish. I'm going to Greece and Turkey this fall. Yeehaw! Yesterday I had to sign a paper saying I knew the State Department did not recommend traveling to Turkey. Okay. Before I signed that paper, I had filled out another paper asking name, address, credit card. What was unusual about that paper was that it asked for a salutation, you know, Mr. and Mrs. And this one said Rev. Now, I've filled out a lot of papers over the years that ask, okay, are you Mr., Mrs., Ms., whatever you want to say. Never or rarely have I had one that said Mr., Mrs., or Rev, as in Reverend. I've seen them with doctor, but never with Reverend. So, of course, I'm going like, hey, yeah, Reverend, that's who I am. When I went to sign the second sheet of paper, I wondered, should I admit in Turkey that I am a Christian pastor? It could single me out at a time when I don't want to admit my faith. Yet, friends, is there to be any time when we do not admit that we are followers of Jesus? I will let you decide that for yourself. I left my title on my page. On this festival of the Christian home, again, let us claim and proclaim who we are, even in public. In time, because Mordecai refused to bow down before Haman, the king, following Haman's request, decreed that all the Jews be killed on a particular day, a couple of months in the future. Of course, as you heard with the children, the Jews began to grieve loudly and wear sackcloth and ashes. And as I said, Esther could see this happening from the palace, but she had no idea what it was about. And so she sent one of her servants to talk to Mordecai, and Mordecai said, tell her this, and tell her she needs to intervene. And she's going like, oops. So she said, hey, Mordecai, if I do that, I could be killed myself. And Mordecai says, it may be for just a time like this that you have been placed as the queen. So as we heard, as I had missed in the children's time, Esther asked that all the people pray for her. Pray for her that she might know what to say and how to say it, and that it would be safe for her to go into the king's presence. Too often we neglect to ask our family, our friends, and our church to pray for us when we must make hard decisions that Jesus followers sometimes must make. We're good at asking for prayers for someone who's sick. Let's also consider bravely asking folks to pray for us when we're having to raise our kids and they do something that we wish they hadn't and we're not quite sure what to do about it. Let us ask people to pray for us when we have important decisions to make of any kind. Buying a house, moving to another place, taking a new job. Let us ask our friends, our family, the church, to pray for us. Now this, my friends, is why I chose this story today. Esther becomes a strong woman, a courageous woman who stands firm in her faith, a woman who remains alert and yet does what she does out of love. As we honor women, mothers, and Christian families today, I invite us to consider courageous women and men who have proclaimed their faith, living out their faith in their families across and around dining room tables. I know that my family has at times been courageous. I've seen it in my sister's family, that they have stood firm in the faith at times. I've seen it in families who are part of the church I've served, and yes, I've seen it among those of us who are single or without children of our own, as we have loved and expressed our faith to those near and dear to us. I'm going to ask you to tell a story to the person sitting next to you of a strong, courageous person who stood firmly in faith while doing what they did out of love for your family. I want you to think a moment about that. You might tell a story of your mother or your uncle or your own self, your own story. While you tell your story, I will tell mine on the radio. And that's why you saw Alan come up to me. He says, what you need to do is go over around the corner. I said, okay, so that I don't bother your stories. I'm going to take just a minute for each of you. And if you have some children sitting next to you, you need to tell them a story of someone in your family who is courageous, who stood by in faith. It doesn't have to be something amazing, just someone who showed you their faith. Include the children who are old enough in your faith storytelling. We're going to take 2 minutes, a minute for each of you. Let's do that. So friends, I would tell you that when I was 10 years old, our family lost all of our cows. I've sometimes talked about that. They died one by one, and it was a really, really hard time for dairy farmers. And in that time, Mom pulled out the hymnal, the church hymnal, and she found a prayer. It was a prayer for courage. And she made us three kids, and I was 10, my brother would have been 8, my sister about 6, maybe 4, listen to her as she prayed that prayer. It was an amazing thing to listen, and now I remember. And friends, I found that prayer again, and sometimes I do look at it. So I would invite you to think about that. Is there a story where you have known faith? Do you want to tell one, Vicente? Okay, well, Vicente doesn't want to say it on the radio, so I guess I'm going to have to come up with another one. We moved a lot when I was a kid. And among the places where we moved was Pontiac, Michigan, the year that busing for integration started. It was a really hard and scary time. The buses were bombed just before we started school, the school year started. And our neighbors picketed
And we had to cross their pickets in order to go to school. And my family did that. We crossed the picket lines because we felt that that was right. That took a lot of courage for every one of us, all five of us. Dad had to come and pick me up at school. My brother and sister rode the buses into the inner city, my sister particularly, and then to cross the neighbor's picket lines. I learned about faith. I learned about standing firm in the faith. I learned that at that time, our family was going to do what it took to be faithful in the name of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Let me get back to my congregation as I call them back to order and to have them tell. They're telling their story right now, too. I can see you're still talking. I hope you will continue telling your stories as you gather with your families today or you call a friend. I want to add just one more piece of the story of Esther. When she was that strong, courageous woman standing firm in her faith and acting out of love, she took a risk for her family much larger than just she and her uncle Mordecai. Friends, how big is your family? I'm deciding that right now. Does my family include my nephew's in-laws that I've just met, like last year when they got married? What am I willing to do for them? Am I willing to go from Minneapolis to Chicago for a quick trip if there's a funeral? Is my family the members and friends of United Church of Christ? Is this my family? The people of Neillsville? Are they my family? The Clark County area, are they my family? Christians everywhere. And all who God created, all that God created, whether they are of Christian faith or no faith. Are they my family? Are they your family? Who is our family? My answer is yes, they're my family. For whom will you keep alert? Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong, and let everything you do be done out of love. For whom? Amen. I figured out about 10 minutes before the worship service that God Bless Our Homes is not easy enough to sing. I'm not going to wish that on you, so let's move to that slide. And I'm going to invite that all of us read the first verse together and the first slide. The second slide I would invite all the women to read together. The third slide and verse, all the men to read together. And the fourth verse, let it be done together again. So let's read this rather than try to sing it. All of us together. God bless our homes with peace and love and laughter, with understanding and with loyalty. May we together follow Christ our Savior and know the blessing of community. Women. May every heart receive God's loving spirit and know the truth that makes life truly free. Then in that spirit, may we be united and find in God our deepest security. Men. All of us. Oh God, in gratitude for homes and loved ones, we open now our hearts to humankind. Grant us your spirit, love for all our neighbors, so in your peace may we find our conquered find. Cross is just in the way for me. Let us pray. Oh Lord our God, We do give you thanks for mothers. For there are mothers, for all who have been as mothers to us, whether we are related or not. We give you thanks for all our family members who have shared with us the faith that is ours in Jesus Christ. We give you thanks, O God, this day for our ancestors who have shared the faith through life, their life experiences, all the way down to us. God, help us to keep on standing firm. Help us to continue being courageous. And help us continue to do all that we do in love. Gracious God, you are faithful. We pray for those who are struggling today in the varieties of ways that humanity struggles. Some with illness, some facing and fearing death, some filled with grief, some fearing what is going on around them, some facing their own demons within and without. O God, our God, you are faithful. Help us to love one another in our families. Help us to love one another in the families you have created for us at this time and at this place. You have blessed us. Let us do what we are called to do as followers of Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. And as he taught us to pray, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.